Boom, let's watch the videotape.
That Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up.
Boom, let's watch the video game. 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 Boom, let's watch the video game.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly.
Hex.
What's really good? Episode 90. 90s babies in the house. Well, wrong. Two of us are 80s babies. Retract everything I just said. We're a month away from the draft, people. Welcome.
I'm a 90s baby.
You are. Well, that's two of the three of us are 80s babies.
Oh, that's
yeah, weird. I realized the thing you're I said. We're off to a roaring fucking start here.
You're old people.
Yeah, we are very old.
Very old.
It's also very bright here.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just daylight savings time is an asshole.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're watching live on Twitch or on YouTube, we are yeah, orbs are hovering around us, it looks like.
Ooh, haunted like, studio.
Haunted dude, studio. That would be sick.
A haunted studio?
Yeah, I'm into macabre shit.
No.
Yeah, that would be
What's
fun.
That guy, Zach Baggins, Zach, whatever.
Is he one of the ghost dudes?
Yeah, there's like several ghost dudes, and then there's like the bro-y one who like goes in and yells at the ghosts.
Oh, tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I fucked your mother, ghost.
Yeah, like you're tough until a lamp gets flung at your fucking head, dude. Now, how bad are you? How bad an ass are you now?
That show would be so much cooler if they weren't douchey when they go into the haunts, because like they do provoke a lot of cool things that happen,
right?
But you can't tell because they're being all bro-y.
Yeah, like, dude, hey, we're not here for Jersey Shore, yeah. Okay?
You know, all the gymming, all the tanning, yeah, all the laundrying.
Fuck Jersey, man. As a side by, real quick. Mm-hmm. Save for Wildwood. I know. No offense to the hockey team, pal.
But so
break them out. Break them out.
Busting out.
We're back peeps, in the peeps,
the
kids.
Big guns.
Decorating kits.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You get to
choose chicks or bunnies.
Bunnies, I guess.
Bunny. Oh, good choice.
I know, right?
I wanted
the chickies.
So the bunnies are hot pink. The bunnies are pink peeps. The chicks obviously are yellow because
you don't have to eat these. I just want to decorate them.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. The other ones you do have to eat.
I'm fucking eating mine. I don't. Well, I might eat mine after we eat the other.
Because they have gummy little. Face
yeah, these
things.
Might.
Well, what?
So these are regular flavored.
I have no idea.
I think so.
I would imagine so.
I'll pass. I was gonna say these might be like palate cleansers.
We could decorate the flavored ones.
Oh, we could and make them less cheeks.
Less cheeks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this week's, they're going to, yeah.
Look at this.
We've got two decorating kits for peeps. We're going to be, it's going to be fun. Kindergarten here today on the pod.
Icing.
Get the, can I have the icing packet?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, I can't really see this, but.
You know what this needs, though? So, if you're
this
not.
This is going to be terrible.
If we're talking, if you're listening strictly audio. This is the size packet that Toaster Strudels needs per Toaster Strudel. This is a fat icing packet.
Dude, yeah. I bet you this will be handily the best part of today. This icing.
Maybe the gummies. Maybe the gummies. Because if there's gummies involved, I'm a sucker for gummy shit. Admittedly.
Our first set of peeps is Fruit Punch peeps.
I would argue, too, before we get to the other two, this is going to be the best of the bunch.
It's a 50-50 on that because I like fruit
smell
punch.
It.
I really like fruit punch a lot.
Yeah.
It's face mask smelling. It's like, why am I smelling?
Does it leak through the cellophane?
You can definitely smell something.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I don't like
the
fruit
smell
punch.
Does not do it any.
No, it smells like a sneeze.
Well, what's bugging me about that smell and about the picture is it's not going to be like Hawaiian punch or any. It's going to be like Kool-Aid punch.
Yeah.
And oh, of excited. The punches, Kool-Aid punch is the worst.
I love Kool-Aid, so I'm excited.
Oh, I love Kool-Aid. Don't
Kool-Aid
get me wrong.
Is great.
Why green Kool-Aid, orange Kool-Aid, purple Kool-Aid.
They have a blue raspberry lemonade that you must try.
Yeah, dude.
It's so good,
but
dude.
Their fruit punch, inarguably, they're the worst.
They're so soft, and they're pink inside.
Are they?
Okay, well, that's a
oh,
plus, I suppose.
Oh, they're missing an eye. They're Cyclops.
That's also a plus, I suppose.
Mer, squish Cyclops feet.
See, they're even going after Kool-Aid guy. Like, Kool-Aid guy is on the thing. That's what
oh,
worries
wow,
me.
Oh, yeah, wow,
it smells like
it's a jar
Kool-Aid.
Of punch. So
it
let's
does.
See.
It smells like, yeah.
What do we think?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Fruit Punch Peeps are up first. These are really soft. That tore really fucking easily.
Yeah.
Are we delving in?
Mm-hmm.
My peep, somebody.
Like a gummy.
Somebody,
I kind of like it.
Somebody squished his head. Here we go.
It's a Cyclops.
And it's a Cyclops peep. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not as awful as I thought it was going to be.
I hope the others get worse.
This isn't terrible.
No.
I wish we had saved this for last.
I think it's good we got it out of the way first, though. The real question is, which one do we do last? Because the last two are...
I was thinking that the way they're in order right now is probably the better way.
Okay. We could do that. Yeah.
All right. So this one, what would we rate this on the scale? I would say out of 10.
I give it a 5. It's not great. It's middle
of
the road.
I would give it a 2 or 3.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That low?
It's really tart.
It is very tart.
I don't like tart.
Tart!
I'll say this. You know, spoilers, it's not the worst one we've had.
Speaking of tart.
Isn't... Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, oops, upside down.
These are sour watermelon peeps, or what's next up on the list. They come in a fun green packaging.
Because that flavor is one of my favorite flavors. And
watermelon.
I guarantee you
I'm not going to like this flavor.
There is no way it's going to be good on a peep.
Oh, it's going to be gross. Yeah.
It's
going to
be
disgusting.
Delicious.
But
now I've got to be contrarian V, even though I hate this flavor.
They're going to be good. Or they're going to be cheeks, but the flavor is good. Watermelon flavor is nice, but what I don't understand is these peeps are green on the outside, but apparently on the inside they're also pink because they're trying to mimic a watermelon.
Yes.
Oh, they tore apart really. This looks like...
No, they're soft too.
They look like couch cushions.
They get pinker as they're away from each other.
Hey, now. Oh! Oh, did you guys smell them?
If you like sour watermelon, you're in because it definitely smells like sour watermelon flavor.
This makes me nauseous.
Do yourself a favor and don't look close at it.
It's really
scary. Yeah.
It looks
like
a wrinkly nutsack.
It?
Not what I was going to go for, but at least these guys
have ironically, a little bit.
The Grinch is nutsack. That's
it
what
does.
That looks like.
That's what I was going to say. If somebody had them painted green, let's see what we got here.
I don't want this flavor in my mouth. It's disgusting.
I disagree with that, but it is terrible as a peep.
Okay. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Mm-mm.
But I'm not... V put half a peep down on the icing packet and said, fuck this shit. It's...
It is super sour. it tastes like sour watermelon. Like
yeah.
The flower delivers. If you like that flavor, you'll probably like this. But to me, it's terrible as a peep.
It's disgusting.
If you'll notice, if you're watching on video platforms, you've been with us for the Peeps Taste Test series. I've been eating these peeps whole in one bite. These two I've taken bites out of just to safeguard myself. Because I don't know what to expect. That peep, the watermelon peep, took me 12 minutes to eat.
It was nasty.
Even though we've only been here for fucking 8 minutes or whatever. Like, that was not... It wasn't as offensive as I expected, but it was not... I do not plan on eating
That's any, on the bottom of my list.
Any further. Agreed thus far, I think so. I'd have to check my list again, but not very good.
Okay, we got one more peep.
These. Oh, for the love of God, dude.
Oh
yes,
hot tamale peeps.
Yep.
Where are you guys at with? Where are you guys at with just like that hot?
Hell yeah!
That hot cinnamon flavor, just in general.
I hate. Well, I used to eat hot tamales as a kid, but as an adult, I hate them now.
Okay, so PTSD, former alcoholic in me, I'll just own it. It reminds me of Fireball, yeah. Therefore I hate it because I drank Fireball for about 4 years because cheap. Keep doing it. Why'd you stop? Fuck it. We chew into the mic all the time here.
No, I was just funny. You're just like, anyway.
Because I was late to the party.
Don't push on
the your,
dog like that.
Like, yeah. So these are going to be probably.
They smell like so strong.
They do. I can smell them from here. And I mean, we're sitting next to each other, but like, it's. Yeah.
I'm sure I've told the Big Red story before. The 60 sticks of Big Red gum all at once.
Oh, no. Tell it, though. You might have, but tell it again. Fuck it. Who cares?
When I got kicked out of math class in my senior year, because that's what you do senior year.
Oh, you too?
Yeah. Me and my best friend went to study hall instead. And he didn't get kicked out. He just stopped going to class because I got kicked out.
He decided I want to go to study hall too.
Let's do that. And so my dad works for a company that has a 7 and an 11 in it. And when he was a manager, he used to bring home like stuff that was not getting chucked out, but it was basically just about to be out of date. So out of code, they couldn't sell it. And one day he just brought like a whole like packet of Big Red gum.
Oh, dude, back in the day, Big Red, early to mid-90s, was elite gum.
Like the 18-pack, like the plenty pack.
Yes, dude.
And so, like, I was like, bring some of these to school. I brought, like, 4 packs, probably. May have been more.
Yeah, enough.
And me and my
distribute.
Buddy, just me and him in the study hall, sitting across from each other, just piece after piece of gum until roughly 60 pieces were in our mouth each. And ever since then, I can't do spicy cinnamon. So
you guys are walking around looking like Lenny Dykstra, dude.
Just,
yeah, no, this smell is going to make my stomach hurl because Fireball, PTSD, I know it.
I could taste the smell.
Let's see. It. Oh, God damn, dude.
Oh,
these are not going to be good. These are going to suck.
Yeah.
This is not fun at all. This is not going to be fun. I'm just going to put this over here in the discard pile because I know I don't think any of us are going to be going back for more. So here we go. I'm going to leave his head intact. Because
here, Liam.
They're dragging it. It's not that bad. It just tastes like cinnamon.
Well, the thing is, for me, cinnamon's not a fun flavor because reasons, but...
I actually like this one better than the fruit punch. I'm gonna be real.
I like the fruit punch, but I don't.
Sean, you're gonna like these.
Sean will like them for sure. He really wants to try the hot tamales.
Shout out to
Sean. Yes. I don't know what's worse. These are the watermelon.
Hot Joe, we need your opinion.
Yeah, should we text him? Should we call him?
How mad he'll be.
Yeah. Hey.
You're texting me about sugar again?
You want to know what peep flavors we have today?
They're called the diabetes.
God bless
flavor.
Joe. He was trying so hard to get a puck trip happening this weekend.
He was.
He randomly hit me up and he's like, Devs and Caps Saturday. He texted me like Friday morning. I was like, let me see if I can get the clearance.
Right?
It almost happened.
Hell yeah,
He texted me the next morning and he's like, oh, well, I got a meeting, and he basically just couldn't make it happen. I was like,
rude.
I didn't want to go see the Caps play. I think we got stomped anyway.
It was in D.C., I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Oh, that arena blows.
Yeah.
So bad. It's in like a shopping mall. You get dumped off in the back of a Wes Craven midnight meat train thing because you have to ride the Metro in. It's the worst.
We only got a couple weeks left. I really want to try to get a hockey game in before the end of the season.
I know, dude. I know. If you're a Flyers fan, your season's pretty much over. Your season is over.
Yeah, for both of us, our season's been over for a while.
Yes, for a long time. For all three of our teams, really.
At least she has an excuse.
Yes.
It's their first year of existence.
You know, they're brand new.
Yeah.
They literally started from scratch this year.
Yeah.
They're making moves, though. They're stockpiling picks. They're smart.
We are smart.
They're
cracking.
Better than the Flyers. Claude Giroux as a Panther looks so not okay, but it took him 7 seconds to get his first point as a Panther, and I was like, there's our old captain.
There goes the cap. Yeah. He traded away the cap.
He takes off the orange and black and remembers how to play.
And
he got reinvigorated, yes. Right?
Yeah, he was like, fuck this. I don't have to play with that shit anymore.
I'm in Orlando.
Yeah, I can get good grilled cheese here.
hotbed of hockey, Orlando.
Yeah, he's a grilled cheese connoisseur. It's Claude Giroux. A
connoisseur. So the other part of this is, with this Peeps craze, we decided to go on TikTok.
Yes, we did.
Forewarning, this is a long TikTok. And by long TikTok, I mean you can only have them to be like, what, 15, 60, and 30 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, I think we maxed out. But TikTok allowed it.
We put a Snapchat video into it. So we
know what's funny?
We did. The pod is on TikTok now, by the way, people, at Grease Pole Podcast, if you feel so inclined. We've only posted one TikTok so far. This is the one we've posted is the one we're speaking of. Eventually, we will get back up there again and pollute your FYPs or whatever the kids are calling it, with more content. But the Peeps cereal, we went on a Peeps binge where we were racking up Peeps purchases, obviously, with these Cheeks flavors and decorating kits, of which we'll get to. And we saw the cereal and we're like, of course.
I mean, yeah, well, okay. You guys did it, so not me. I'm glad.
All right, we're going to watch it now because we have stories.
First of all, here you can see the page,
yes.
Grease Pole Podcast on TikTok, so make sure you follow.
Yeah.
And then there you can see.
Live sounds.
Oh my God.
Doesn't it smell good? Ooh, it's not really like.
Good luck getting this song out of your head, people.
Here's the thing, though. I did not expect.
I was so random with the effects.
There's a welder in the bottom corner. I love the peep in the upper left corner that is dancing to the beat.
My burp just tasted like Peeps.
Which flavor?
Sour watermelon, thankfully.
Oh, at least it's not cinnamon, man. Yeah. Could be worse.
Why are you smashing the box?
That was one of the things we were laughing at when we watched it back.
Taking our first bite. It smells intense. I slammed the shit out of that box.
Yes, you did.
Right? I don't know how I feel about the yellow O's. Like, the blue and
they
the pink.
They have melanoma.
Look.
Alright, I'm taking a bite, ready? This is future Victoria recording. Please ignore chewing noises.
Oh shit.
They're still going. I don't know why. They're actually very underwhelming what I expected.
Well, they'd have to be, right? Because it's
good.
Cereal.
They're good. I like them, but they taste more like honey.
See, I don't really know what the difference is between these and Lucky Charms, except for the non-marshmallows. I just realized looking at your bowl that the marshmallows are peep shaped. There's a fucking pink bunny in there.
There's a yellow chickpea.
There is, right.
So looking back at this, I realize now it's pretty obvious that we're inebriated.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's that's why I got so many. Folks. I think I'm talking.
Say what?
I'm ready to y'all.
Yep.
Get these fucking peeps.
Or don't.
They were well worth the spend.
They were. If they were available year round, we'd definitely buy them again. Yeah.
Yeah, almost definitely.
They were good though. I mean, I don't know.
They were.
I'm glad they're 50% more marshmallow.
So are they?
Yeah, if they didn't have this many.
Too peepee or not peepee enough?
Yeah, they'd be cheeks.
They weren't really peepee. Like okay. They just looked like anyway, peeps, and they were marshmallows.
Thanks for watching YouTube. I mean, technically, it's accurate now because this episode is going to be on YouTube.
Yes.
There
you have it.
So we showed it to Corey's son,
yeah.
And he gets 15 seconds in and goes, oh my God, it's 3 minutes long.
Yeah. He was like, you guys didn't make a TikTok. You made a fucking video.
Of you making breakfast. Like, I want to watch you make breakfast. like,
yeah, but you're watching it, aren't you?
You and know? Then, like, every now and then we'd hear the no.
Yeah, like, these aren't, we didn't choose to make a mini documentary film. Like, these are the parameters in which TikTok gave us. We're working within the boundaries here. We're coloring within the lines.
He said at one point,
OMG, there are so many sounds going on. It sounds like white girls chewing.
I mean, it
was. There's a white girl chewing, at least.
I so, mean.
Yes, that was, yeah.
So here's a question, though. What's you guys' cereal approach? Do we prefer it? Because I have a hot take here. Soggy or no?
No.
I submerge my shit. I'm not eating anything.
I like it wet, but not soggy.
I know.
It's nasty.
I think no, it depends. Because my first thought was like frosted shredded mini wheats.
Oh, mini wheats are underrated. They also make you shit.
Yes.
They keep you regular.
But I like
fiber, kids.
It's the fiber.
I actually like frosted shredded mini wheats both ways. I like them like completely sog, like just completely soaked.
Yeah.
But I also like them dry right out of the box.
Oh, I can't. No, dude. See, I can't. Yeah, that is like eating fucking steel
wool.
That's like
me with Frosted Flakes. I love Frosted Flakes in cereal or dry.
I've recently rediscovered how much I enjoy fucking cereal, and it's been amazing.
A soggy Raisin Bran?
Ew.
I don't do Raisin Bran. I'll take the bran pieces, but get raisins the fuck out of my life.
Raisins are so good. They're literally natural candy. You're ridiculous.
No, give me the only way I'll eat a raisin is if it's a goddamn raisinette. Cover it in chocolate and you can fool me.
I was going to say, we know who we're talking to.
Yeah.
I got them to eat cotton candy grapes. Hell, really? Like, you can't
they're
eat raisins.
Good.
Raisins are literally sweeter than cotton candy grapes.
But they're shriveled.
So you're going to be mad grapes. At the old person grape? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, just come on. His textures.
He has to have a purpose, too.
He does, but his purpose isn't in my mouth. Like, you know, textures are a thing for me. A grape texture is forgivable. A raisin texture, there's not a lot there. I have to, like...
They're chewy. They're like prunes, but, like, better.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't like to chew food a lot.
What did the dog get?
That sounded really weird. Yeah, the dog, speaking of chewing, seems to be chewing something.
He's chewing something.
The dog is chewing something where I don't. I just tend to swallow food whole.
Really? Self-deprecation, that's what we're doing now?
Well, no, but like that's what I'm... Really?
Yeah, really?
No, but like raisins, though, like unless you grab a handful of them and put them in there, there's not a lot of substance, yeah?
I mean...
Or am I wrong? I'm not a raisin connoisseur, if we're going with that word.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'll eat like 4 or 5 of them at a time.
I'm just not that big into them.
I feel like a raisin is definitely not something you don't eat a raisin.
Yeah.
Rarely. It's like, I'm just going to have one.
Yeah. I've consumed all the raisin, all the nourishment I require.
I will be.
Like, I just.
I don't do cereal much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really long time since I had Raisin Bran. But Raisin Bran was like Life was also a go-to in high school. I liked cinnamon, but I've come around on original Life.
Okay.
Peep flavored burps.
Yes, you gotta love still watermelon.
Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
That's good. It hasn't bled over the hot tamales yet. I'm here to make an argument that the Crunch Berry cereal without the crunch pieces, the all berries, is a first ballot Hall of Fame cereal. Fight me.
Nah.
That shit
That's
is
too
so
much.
Good. No.
It's too sweet. That's like getting Lucky Charms with just the marshmallows.
Fuck yes.
You know they sell those bags of marshmallows at like Amish markets, right? Like
no,
you can literally buy it.
It's not the same.
How's it not the same? It's literally the same exact bag of marshmallows. Like literally. They have
it
all
doesn't
of the
have Lucky on it.
Right.
They have all the little charms. Like the little rainbows.
Lucky Charms.
Mm. But can I put them in a bowl of milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're literally the exact same thing, just you don't have the dry cereal.
But if it doesn't count if I don't get them in a box with a bag with a logo on it.
Brand's not.
I'm sick sometimes. Yeah, that's who I am.
Whore.
There's always Kaboom. Or right. At least there was one Kaboom. In my house.
The bag cereals. The big bag cereals. Mm. Good for them. They're still hanging
Pops
around, though.
Pops were good. I feel like nobody
oh,
ever talks
no.
about... You didn't like Pops, really?
Fuck no.
I love Pops.
Pops took me a while. Like, when I was young, I didn't like Pops. But when I was a teenager, I loved Pops.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while to come around on. Because, what is it, like corn, some sort of corn flavor.
I don't know. It tastes good.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
It's styrofoam.
Yeah.
The cereal out of my demographic, I actually like always fucked with. My grandmother always had Special K at her house. So that was like, if you want to eat breakfast, motherfucker, this is what you have. And like, not going to lie, like 11-year-old me was like, I'll fuck up some old people cereal. Like it was okay. It wasn't the best thing ever, but It was okay. It was extra old people-y, though, when she switched to Lactaid. Because then it was like...
Lactaid is so much better for your digestion.
Sure, but I, like, imagine being, like, 12 years old and eating fucking Special K with a bowl of Lactaid, and you feel like you're 90...
You never leave the bathroom.
You feel, yeah, like you're 96 Jesus. And that you need to be filing for fucking AARP and drinking Metamucil and shit. Like, it, yeah, it's... You get really confused, but I did it, and I'm still here, I guess. So it all worked out okay. But
I used to have to eat, like, my grandfather, when he had Parkinson's disease, and he was, like, convinced different combinations of food would, like, cure his Parkinson's. Mm. And so he would eat the most random shit, man. And, like, because of it, I love vegetables, but, like, there was a phase where he would just eat, like, octopus where he would boil them and stuff. Oh, and, like, there was one point in time he was eating cantaloupe and McDonald's fish fillet sandwiches.
What?
Yeah, he had the weirdest combinations. It was so gross. Oh, man.
I say in general, avoid fish.
He did
McDonald's.
The chicken feet yes. thing. The chicken feet Ooh, thing.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pass.
Yeah. He'd eat all kinds of nasty shit. Yeah. He had a bologna sandwich that sat in the car for 2 days. I don't know how he didn't die. I'm going to be honest.
My man. What's the limit on stuff sitting out before you chuck it, though? Because.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if it's a Sando, depending on what's on the Sando, you have the rest of that day.
And in a hot car, I wouldn't have eaten that.
Oh, yeah, no, in a car. I'm
yeah,
talking
2 days
like,
in a hot car. That, yeah, he no. ate that shit.
I'm talking
like
you leave it
sandwich.
On a counter. Oh, bologna, too. It could not yeah, be no. a nastier cold cut to leave in a hot sun.
Bologna can be good, but like the amount of stuff you have to pile with the bologna to make it palatable.
Yeah.
It might as well not be bologna.
Oh, here's one that we got in a conversation with over the weekend we had with the kid. What? Favorite cold cuts, you top three ish.
You know what's funny? Over the last two and a half years, I've become huge on turkey pastrami.
Me, I not pastrami. Ew, my
That's
God.
The one that started this conversation.
Really?
Not turkey pastrami, but regular pastrami for me because I
disgusting.
Love it,
dude. I didn't know that I liked it. I just randomly bought because the Blue Brand up the road, the Blue Brand
shout out Blue Brand
grocery place. They don't have regular pastrami. They have the turkey one. I was like, well, I'll try it. It's $2.49. Why not?
Let's give it a whirl. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
And I can't go back.
Regular pastrami, dude. I love, she and the kid both looked offended that I had that.
Looked offended. We exclaimed offended.
No, you guys were, you're very bummed out because I have roast beef one, pastrami two. Three, okay. I go salami. I like,
oh, dude. Yeah.
I like cold cuts that end in the letter I.
A nice,
except roast beef.
You know what's funny is I would get salami at lunch,
mm-hmm.
and get excited, and then you bite in, and I realized that my mom was trying to save a few bucks and got the Cotto salami. I don't know if you've ever had the Cotto. Yeah, well the Cotto has like the well, little peppercorns sure. in it.
Oh shit! Okay,
yeah, no thanks.
Guess what? You should definitely not rip the tip very hard because I ripped it too much, and now it's just. Icing.
Oh no, anything but icing.
I also just feel like icing on a peep is a lot.
Icing on the sugar on sugar.
Yeah. I'm making him have a
sugar
beard.
On sugar on
Look,
sugar.
He's got a beard. He's like Santa.
Oh, that's hot.
Look at that. Look at that hot peep. Look at
Santa
him.
Peep.
He does. He's got a playoff beard. Look at him. Good for you.
Peeps
he looks like he's getting a shave.
The peeps are going to the playoffs.
They are. They're better than the Flyers.
Look at this.
So what all is in the bag of decor that comes in the Peeps decorating kit?
I saw sunglasses.
Oh, these are like...
I gotta imagine there's like a bow tie.
I thought these were gummies. These are like hard candies. There's lips in here.
Even more sugar.
You can get, right? You can give your Peep lips and there's fucking sunglasses. There's flip-flops in here! What are these? They're flowers?
Yeah.
I guess maybe if you want to make them a clown.
Or a hippie.
Or yeah. put one on their head. I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Here, show the camera my handsome chick. His name is
Eduardo. Handsome chick.
Eduardo.
That was probably not smart of me to say. Look at him with his mustache.
Mustache.
And his bow tie.
He does. Cool. He is decked out. Shall we give Eduardo some shades, too?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's going to get a... It's summertime. We're daylight savings time. Look at the fucking...
He looks like droopy face.
He fucking does. God, he does. I hope that dude's okay.
I know. You mention him like once a week.
I know. Let's find out if they're still closed on Mondays.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I've got a phone right in front of me.
And then we have a question for you, Justin.
For me?
Yes.
Would you like to pose it to him?
Well, yes. We all have to answer. One time, what was it? That I can't get these fucking sunglasses out.
Give them flip-flops as well, because these peeps have feet. At least they're going to when we're done with them. What was it?
The sunglasses definitely like make him have a different aesthetic.
They do.
Yes.
He looks like that blind old grandma that goes to the
He does.
It's Gertrude, everyone.
Fucking Stevie Wonder peep.
Shut the camera. Stevie Wonder peep. That should be the name of the pod.
Stevie Wonder peep. That beep, beep. There is a lot going on in that peep's face. He is very overstimulated. He looks like he's leaning his head back, like, please stop putting things on my head. I can only support but so much of this shit. What's the icing? Is it still coming out aggressively? You are like, V is just
going all out.
Getting icing on Eduardo. Eduardo is very
adamantly
fighting. Oh, yes, here we go. Flip-flops.
He needs the footwear.
He does. But what, I mean,
he's got like toe cheese though.
I mean, hey, Eduardo doesn't, yeah,
there you go,
doesn't get manicures very often, or pedicures, whichever one they are for your feet.
It looks like his fluff's just spilling out.
Can we fit
that shot?
Look at his glasses. They all crooked.
They are crooked. Can we fit lips on him as well?
That might be pushing it.
Oh no, Eduardo needs lips. I also need icing. Can I try some?
Sure.
This icing looks very wonky. It's very chunky, but here we are.
Go for it.
Oh no, it's fucking good. Are you done with this packet? Can I finish it? He's got lips.
Oh my god.
So let's hold that up, and then here's what we got to do. Let's give him a blue flower, because he's going to be a hippie as well.
There is a lot going on here.
There is, here.
Each time we take more pictures of his progress, his transformation. He looks like Mr. Potato Head.
A little bit. Here.
What am I doing?
Let's add a flower in his hair, because he's going to be a hippie. Here's a flower for Eduardo that is somehow... Eduardo is the only person in the history of mankind to wear a flower on top of his head. But we're here for it. So let's show Eduardo, show the
he
people what...
He literally looks like Mr. Potato Head now.
Eduardo, he does what he looks like. I think I'm going to eat Eduardo to just see what all these
There's
things look like.
There's a hair stuck to Eduardo, so I don't know that you really want to eat it. I'm not going to lie.
Is there a hair?
Yeah.
Probably.
As much
as it's going back and forth.
I see it dangling with marshmallow.
I do too. Eduardo here. I'm gonna manscape you, little buddy. All right. This is not going to be good.
Well, flavor-wise, sugar-wise, like...
I just, all of these...
Be prepared for the rush.
Yeah, all of these... I just don't know what the hard candy...
It's going to taste like just hard sugar.
Yeah.
Turn it towards me.
There he is. His little feet look good, though. The little flippy floppies are sticking off the edge of him, too. Like, he looks like he's about to go for a walk. Right into my face.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Those candies are fucking hard.
Corey's going to be up for, like, 3 days now.
I'm going to lose here looking like Bobby Clark.
You're going to be able to see through time.
Holy
They crap. Sound like they're breaking your teeth as you're crunching.
I think they are.
Okay, so the question is, craziest thing you have hit and left the scene for? I have two stories for this, so I'm hoping you guys have funny ones. Because I'm pretty sure you've heard mine.
I think I have.
So, one time, trashed, and yes. come outside, and this is ridiculous. I'm backing up out of my friend's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Nail the pole before we even leave the driveway.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This is how the trip starts.
Yes. And then we start going down the road. Good news being, I was like, wait a second. I just hit a pole. Let's go back. We got like 2 minutes up the road and then turned around. But that was pretty intense.
Oh my God. Okay. Yours?
Sorry, I had to clear out the rocks from my throat. So mine also.
It smells like sugar in here.
It's so much, right?
You guys all, you were inebriated. I was like 50, or no, I was 17 years old, so.
Oh, I was very, yeah. This, shaka, this involved alcohol.
This is why you don't drink and drive, kids.
Yes. I was coming back from, hold on, now I have my nights confused. Okay, so I was either coming back from Norfolk or I was leaving a bar. But I had had I had consumed one too many sodas. And this was actually a night that one of the cigarette burns in the roof of my car happened. And I stopped in a shopping center that I'll tell you guys off air. Not that it would matter if I named it here, but just because statute of limitations. I stopped in a dimly lit shopping center because naturally when you break the seal, what do you do a lot when you drink? Piss.
Pee, yes.
And I had to go like really bad to the point where it was like, I'm not going to make it home. So I need to like handle this like now. So I pulled into this dimly lit shopping center. It was late as fuck or early as fuck, however you so choose to look at it. And I did not see a curb.
Uh-oh.
And I was hauling ass because I had to pee.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Two flat tires.
Oof.
Like, I ran over the curb and was just like, why is my car driving funny? You know? And then you get out, you pee, and you're like,
well,
let me take a look. Oh, looks like I got some work to do. Mm. Fantastic. So, yeah. We're all good now. But, yeah. Ran over a curb full speed at probably like 40 miles an hour. Fun times.
Mm. All right, so you've heard my story. Well, one of them. I have two.
Give them to us.
My first one was when I was 17 years old. I had my permit. My mom was dating this guy who was like really reckless and ridiculous. Well, mom wasn't home, and I was like, hey, Frankie, mind if I borrow the Expedition? I was going to go take a ride with Brandon. He's like, sure. We're driving around being stupid teenagers, whatever. And, as it's getting later, I'm like, shit, I don't know where I am. She's like, well, do you mind if we go by my friend's house? And I was like, sure. So we go down to her house, and it's starting to get dark. And I'm like, fuck, I can't see anything. Like, it's getting really, really dark. So I look down at my phone like a stupid teenager to text,
as you do.
To text my mother. And as I'm doing this, all I hear is my cousin go, Vicky, 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 Vicky. And the entire front end of the car goes, boosh. And I was like, what the fuck did I just hit? And then all I hear is, Vicky, 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 Vicky. Boosh.
How's that go?
I slammed two mailboxes.
Whoa.
In a row.
What did the front end of the car do?
Boosh.
I'm such a child.
Anyway, the front end of the whole Expedition, like the entire front corner panel was ripped off. Like hanging by a thread, scraping against the tires. The mirror's barely hanging on, and it's like, I want to say it was like something like 50 degrees outside. So my cousin's holding on to his mirror. And she's like, my fingers are freezing. I'm like, that sucks. If you hadn't said Vicky and said, hey, look out.
Yeah. Be helpful.
Anyway. Yeah. I brought it home. My mom was pissed. My brother like jerry-rigged it and fixed it. But yeah, I told my mom I hit a stop sign. And she was like, how the hell did you do this with a stop sign? I was like, it had like a cement block on the bottom of it. Yeah.
They didn't want the stop sign to move. And I moved it.
So then I found out a month later, it actually was Brianna's friend's mailbox that we hit.
Ooh.
And her neighbor. And yeah.
What's up, neighbor?
We never told them. So yeah. And my mom to this day doesn't know about the cement, that it's not a stop sign. So if she sees the podcast.
What's up, mom?
Yikes.
Then another funny one was my friend Michelle and I were going, well, yeah, anyway. We were going in the Poconos. We were driving around. And
Pocono is the rich part of PA.
I needed to turn around, so I went to this front one random like parking lot. They didn't have a lot of light, and I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna turn around. I don't know how I didn't see this. There was a massive log in the middle of their parking lot. My car went in the air and came down. It ripped the entire what's that thing called? The inside of the tire or whatever, the wall of it.
Inner tubes. Maybe? Is this another Miami moment? I'll just keep eating icing.
Anyway, it ripped out this thing that surrounds the tire to protect it or whatever. Mm-hmm. On both of, like, the front and the back axle. Mm. I was like, I just looked and was like, how the fuck? He's like, it was like this big. My car just ran it over. Yeah. I ended up just kind of like pushing it back and then just putting all the pieces of my car back in my car and just drove off. Ta-da!
There's one other story that I have, but it's a mystery.
Oh no.
One day,
I love a good mystery.
One day.
Are you really eating all that icing?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
Okay, go ahead.
One day, me and my friend were driving down. I may have been the road right out here. We were driving around down some dimly lit road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just driving, mm-hmm. listening to music, and suddenly I hear thump thump. We definitely ran over something. I didn't see anything in front of me.
Yeah.
We stop because, you know, I thought maybe it was like a dog or something that mm-hmm. might need help. Mm-hmm. So we stop. We get out. There's nothing there. Don't hear any whimpering. Don't see like anything like limping off. See no blood, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in the car. Nothing.
Hmm.
Mystery. Have no idea what I ran over at all. But it was big, whatever it was. And it was also not dead. Whatever it was.
Seeking vengeance.
Maybe
on
you
one
have
day.
Killed somebody.
Have killed him?
That'd be hot.
Be hot.
That'd be hot.
God, I hope it wasn't a person.
Hey, if only the purge were real.
Oh, jeez.
It'd be okay.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It'd be okay. I just ate a lot of sugar.
Yeah, man.
Like a lot.
Just in time for Gear Freaks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
But yeah,
let's
getting
go
your stuff
it.
Together.
I know, right? Gear Madness Tournament, by the way, kids. Yes. Yeah. Round of 64 winner is getting revealed on
major upsets.
On Gear Freaks. So yeah, Gear Definitely. Freaks Podcast. Hit us up on socials at Gear Freaks Pod. I'm curious to see how things played out.
Justin's whispering sweet nothings to you, audience. How do you feel?
Hopefully
I feel good.
It better. Anything not positive will not be tolerated. That sounded creepy. I didn't mean it that way.
All right, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood over here.
Right? Seriously.
He eats one peep that's covered in candy, and he thinks he's like...
Jared candy covered in candy, and then follows that up with frosting.
Yeah. I was just looking at...
This is the Corey diet. This is how you lose 75 pounds in like a couple months, right?
Right. Yes. Just eating icing and candy lips and flip-flops is what I've done. So yeah, it's actually
good for you.
I have not good for you. My diet has not changed very much. I hate getting that shit. Like people will be like, "Well, what did you do to like?" I don't know. I'm still pretty gross.
I was gonna say sometimes it's as simple as just not eating as much
booze.
That too,
straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
straight
you don't drink up. As much soda either.
I do not. I don't. Yeah. I drink a shit ton of coffee though.
I mean,
like a lot.
Coffee won't. Well, depending on what you put in your coffee, it won't back you up. Like, it won't blow you out.
I tell myself that coffee can't be too bad because anything that comes from the planet is supposed to be... Here's where I get laughed at. It's supposed to be good, and coffee beans come from Earth, and the Earth comes from Christ.
Yes.
So... yeah. This is...
Okay. I'm just going to chew my candy here.
What did you grab? What kind of...
It was a mustache.
Oh, you hit a mustache?
Yeah, it really hurt, actually. I regret it.
I'm going to need some lips. God damn these things, man. Yeah.
Justin has to eat one.
Nah, dude. Nope.
He wouldn't even decorate a peep. We decorated one.
Nope.
What's crazy is once you get past the initial hockey puck texture, they're not awful.
They're like sweet tarts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's probably like sweet tart-y. Yeah.
I'm going to have this flip-flop as well. Fuck it while I'm here.
But then the other one doesn't have a mate.
Yeah, it does now.
Guess you gotta do two.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
R.I.P. teeth.
But yeah, that was all we had really, like, as far as I'm trying to think of anything else we had.
Peeps power rankings have to come next week naturally, right?
Yep.
Is next week Easter? No.
Or is it the week after? Are there any more peeps to try? I can't remember.
There's the Fruit Loop peeps.
That's right. We would have to get those for next week.
Wait, I got to look at the list because I made the list and then it got deleted. And then, yeah.
That's right. You did. Yep. Technological issues.
I only had the three peeps and I'm like,
Well, these were not, pardon me, by the way, for the live burp, because that never happens here.
Oh, cotton can- or candy cane and gingerbread. We have to try that one.
Jesus. Oh, no.
Those, well, those two. They're both of them. And then we have the Fruit Loops Peeps. And then we're done.
Okay.
Candy cane might not be that bad.
It'll just be peppermint flavored.
Right. That might not be that bad.
Gingerbread, I fully expect to taste like booty hole.
It will be. It'll.
The yeah. Fruit Loops, I feel like, are going to be really tart.
Fruit Loops are going to be deceptive because you're going to go in, you're going to smell it, it'll smell like Fruit Loops, you're going to get all geeked up, and it's not going to be what you're hoping for.
I like Fruit Loops, though, a lot. They're same. An underrated cereal. Are gingerbread, any, huh?
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Criminally underappreciated.
Nah.
They're a special teams contributor. They're not the star of the team, but they make plays.
That's the guy that's going to fly down and get the tackle.
Right, right. Maybe recover a fumble,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, and then I don't think we had anything else.
Gingerbread sounds.
That's just, not going to be good.
There's anything no gingerbread, gingerbread can piss off.
On its own is just gross. Not a fan.
It's not good.
How do you feel about yum yum sauce?
Oh.
What's funny is if you would have asked me 2 years ago, I'd have been like, hell yeah. But I haven't had it in since then.
I so love I yum yum sauce.
I don't know if I still do.
It's literally like less tart Thousand Island. It's beautiful.
I was going to say, isn't it like a, it's creamier Thousand Island? Like
yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's not yum yum.
It's yummy yummy.
It's not.
They make spicy yum yum now.
That might be good.
They do.
I want hibachi now, guys.
Hibachi does sound fucking good.
Right? Like that hibachi place up the road?
Mm-hmm. It does sound very good.
Yeah.
There oh my are God. A couple options.
Oh, he's tasting more peeps.
No, I just... The sugar on my teeth.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. It's very...
It's aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we should all take a shower break now because these peeps were aggressive.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's crazy because the hot tamales are sitting on top.
She wants to listen to the podcast. Why is the episode where I talk about the car accident the one she wants to listen to?
What's up, Mom?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah. We will be sure to send her the link.
Like this, oh is the, this is the one.
Yeah, nothing's getting scrubbed either.
Yeah, so, we don't need that here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's going to know now.
Yep.
Statute of limitations, I feel yeah. like, should be up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I hit two mailboxes and committed two candy. Federal crimes, Mom.
Yeah, like this is, we're, yeah. You know, when you're, once you got the permit, you know what I mean? Everything's forgivable when you have a permit, because that's what a permit's for.
Unless you hit a person.
Well, yeah, unless you kill a human being.
I got a permit to hit mailboxes?
Well, no, you got a permit to drive a
to
car.
To learn how to drive.
Yeah. Oh,
and then you
yeah.
had to get a license yeah. that proved that you
I'm
did.
I'm trying to have your back here. Okay?
This is not working.
It's not
working.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, whatever. No. Yeah. All right.
Hey, I'm cast team, aside I'm, to help.
Yeah.
We were team V
I'm
here.
Team Mom now. Whatever happens to you 12 years later is on you.
Is it 12 years?
I don't know. I can't so. Math, and I'm not going to try to pretend.
Oh, yeah, it is 12. No, 11. Because I'm 29. It was like when I was 17, so yeah.
Hey, so I was right.
Yeah, there you go, math.
Boom.
Boom.
Right on.
So that was a traumatizing thing to end on. So,
hey,
yeah.
Moms.
Yes, I feel like this is exactly where we need to end it. More mm-hmm. stories from Mom next week. We're going to start airing out laundry and traumatizing our parents here on the pod. That's what this is going to be. Draft starts in a month. Draft is a month away. Happy, happy time. We'll see you next Monday for other assorted peeps that will hopefully taste less cheeks than these. So we'll see you then. In the meantime, as always, go Birds. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly. Philly.
Thanks.
Go Birds.
Go Birds!
Oh, 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 okay, yeah.
That would be great.